all born and raised in Carolina. My grandfather, I think he went off to the Spanish-American War, and after he came back, he formed the balance of his life.
My grandfather was in the Spanish-American War.
Huh?
My grandfather was in the Spanish-American War. He fought in Cuba. He went down to Cuba.
My grandfather fought, I think. I don't know, he went way out somewhere or another.
What about your mother's grand...
Wait.
Your mother's father?
I didn't know anything about him. He was dead before I was a
year. What about your father's parents?
Well, I didn't know anything about them except nothing but his sisters.
Okay.
He had two sisters.
Do you know whether your family came from any certain country? Like, were they Irish or French?
No, they came from... They was American people. They came from Carolina.
Okay. Are you married?
South Carolina.
Are you married?
Yeah.
Is your wife live here?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How old is she?
She's 49.
Is this, does she go to any special church? What church does your wife go to?
Goes to a golf church.
What kind?
Baptist church.
Okay. What's your wife's occupation?
Housewife.
Do you have any children?
Yes, sir.
How many?
Six of my own.
Six of...
And my wife has one.
So you got seven altogether?
Huh?
Seven altogether.
Yeah.
Do they all live with you?
No, all of them are married and grown. Grown men.
Did your wife go to school?
Yeah.
About... Can she read and write?
Yes, sir.
Where was your wife born?
My last wife was born in, I don't know where she was born. We up here in North Georgia somewhere. My first wife was born in Richmond County.
Which is right across here, where Savannah,
yeah.
Where Augusta is.
Yeah.
Okay. Any idea of your wife's people, were they... You know, from some other country like France or England?
No, they're all American people.
Okay. Suppose I couldn't see golf. Suppose I was called you up on the telephone and said, well, I can't get there today. Tell me what the town's like. Has it changed much in 50 years?
Has this town changed much in 50 years? Yes, Lord, it's changed a lot.
Could you tell me what it was like, say, 50 years ago and what's it like now?
Well, 40, 50 years ago, there was 100 people here every time there's one now.
Pardon?
I said, 100 people here every time there's one person now.
Uh-huh. And were there more stores?
More businesses and everything, yeah.
Is there any schools in this town?
Yeah.
What about now? Do you have schools and a library here?
No, I haven't got a colored school yet.
And any other schools?
No, just colored school.
Uh-huh. How about libraries?
No, I haven't got a library yet.
Do you know any clubs in the town?
Yeah, Civitan Club.
And
the Farmers Club.
Uh-huh. You don't belong to either of those?
No.
Now I'm going to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
That I need to know what you call different things. Like, what do you call this time of day, the latter part of the daylight hours, just before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this...
afternoon.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before...
sunup.
What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You need to get the cows in before...